A sea of stars filled the sky. Just to the east, the round moon shone down on the Valley of Sol, bathing the village in a ghostly light. It was nearly midnight and quiet, apart from the falls. Harlequin sunk through the shadows, avoiding the moonlight until she reached the road. She peered in both directions, saw nobody, and then turned her attention to the 6-story tower looming over the lake. Scurrying across, she ducked into the recessed doorway and tested the handle to find it unlocked. She slipped inside, eased the door closed, and went to the window, peering out to ensure nobody had followed. Once satisfied, she headed to the curved stairwell and began her ascent. As she rose past the dark second floor and glimpsed the vacant kitchen and dining areas, she considered the challenge ahead. Chandan was a wizard, and wizards were fond of secrets. To make matters worse, the man also practiced sorcery, doubling the need to protect his secrets from falling into the wrong hands. His reluctance to share information had somehow grown worse after Astra disappeared and left him in charge. As a result, the upper levels of Chandan's tower were protected by a combination of magical wards, one of wizardly magic and another of sorcery. Despite this, he had confided in Harlequin that she knew how to pass each ward in case anything ever happened to him. At the time, she had found it odd that he had placed his faith in her, a pirate. Even her own crew had been reluctant to share secrets. But that reluctance might be particular to pirate life, the only life she had known before Chandan had recruited her to the Order. The faith he had placed in Harlequin made her proud, as though she had turned a corner and made up for some of her past transgressions. At the 4th level, she passed the guest apartments, crossed Chandan's private sitting room, and entered his study. She rounded the desk, knelt, and felt beneath it until she found a recess. She pressed it and heard a click as a circular wooden plug came free. She caught the vial that dropped from it. When held to the window, she saw a dark liquid inside, sparkling in the moonlight. Chandan's blood. It was the key to the first ward. Harlequin hurried from the room and up the stairs, arriving in Chandan's bedroom. She paused and stared at the empty bed, feeling a pang of loss. The man had often been mysterious and aloof, but he had also been her friend. It hurt to think she might never see him again. "I must know." With that in mind, she turned to the black door. She opened the vial and poured the blood on her hand, recorking it and rubbing the dark liquid until it covered her palm and fingers. She held her breath, fearing what might happen, then gripped the knob and opened the door. A sigh slipped out.
"At least that worked."
She ascended the stairwell, illuminated by a window halfway up. Beyond it was a pulsing red glow. At the midpoint, the source of the malevolent light came into view, the door to his secret lair. She opened the window and leaned out. 50 feet below, the calm lake waters reflected the moon, Chandan's tower among the few buildings built on the shoreline. Reaching to the right, she felt the stones. When she came across one that felt cool, the others still retaining the absorbed warmth of the sunlight, she pressed it. It clicked and tipped open to reveal a hidden compartment. Blindly, she felt inside the opening, her fingers finding a rounded knob. When pressed, it clicked, the glow from the top of the stairwell fading. Harlequin closed the window, climbed the stairs, and touched the door. Nothing happened, so she turned the knob and entered Chandan's lair. It was as she had seen in the vision, except this time the circular room was dark, illuminated only by moonbeams streaming through arched windows. Another difference. The table that had once occupied the middle of the room was destroyed, its shattered remnants strewn about the room amid a handful of books, most lying open, some face down. She turned from the remains of the table, walked to the middle of the symbol on the floor, and knelt. Her hand touched the stone tiles where the vision had shown Chandan's charred corpse. There were no scorch marks and no trace of a fire. What she had seen of the table and the floor confirmed her suspicions.